something for the weekend. Good morning. Our financial planner from AskPaul.ie, Paul Merriman, is here on the line. Where'd you get the name AskPaul.ie, by the way? Nothing to do with your first name. Sorry. I'm being silly today. Yeah. Oh, do you ever get a funny half hour? I'm kind of going through that at the moment, Paul.
It's very early for this trend.
I know, yeah. Coffee in the morning. Listen, I want to talk to you today about prize bonds. Somebody said to me that they're always winning on the prize bonds, and that's where you should be putting your money, because if you don't win, sure, you can cash it in down the road. What's your view on this? Is this a place where you could be putting your money to try and save?
Absolutely not.
End of topic. That's the end of the topic. Well, thanks, Paul. We'll talk to you next week. No, really, really, that bad, week. Yeah,
they're that bad. They're nonsense. I don't think prize bonds should be used at all. I think people need to hold a certain amount of money in cash for an emergency fund. It's usually about 3 months' salary. So that could be obviously quite high for some people. And that should be usually held, in my experience, in the credit union. So if something goes wrong, you can get support from your local credit union. I think that's where I'd recommend everyone to go. And then after that, you really need to look at investing your money and try and get your money earning interest rather than hoping for a bit of a win on a prize bond. I'm not going to be hard at anyone that has a prize bond this morning. I don't want to annoy anybody, but I think it's just a little bit lazy. I think it's something that's passed down maybe from families. I remember getting the prize bond, I think, off my nanny or something when I was like a teenager. Cashed it in within 10 minutes, ran to the post office. But yeah, I don't think they're good. I don't think they offer any good money value for money. I don't know anyone personally that's won on them either, to be honest. So you're getting no interest whatsoever. So even a really, really, really low deposit rate would probably give you better returns. It's pittance. But I don't understand why people have them. I know it's a bit of gamified with them, and you know, people feel like they're winning, and you know, they hear somebody win, and it's a bit exciting. But there's not enough money if you want them, in my experience. It's like the lotto. It's very, very difficult to win money on them.
Just speaking of the lotto, Paul, have you ever come across clients that really are spending too much? Now, they're not gamblers as such, but they're spending too much money on, say, doing the work lotto or things like that, and you have to say to them,
hang on a tick here.
Yeah.
No, Trina, I haven't found anyone paying too much in the lotto, to be honest with you. I haven't come across it. What I have come across recently, though, is these competitions for cars, for sports cars, Ferraris and Porsches. There seems to be a website where young guys will go on, and particularly there seems to be young guys go on and try and buy tickets. They're not considered gambling, boy, but I have seen a couple of people that have been probably spending a little bit too much on that on a weekly or a monthly basis, like, you know, and they think they're in with a chance to win. It's not gambling, but, you know, you want to keep that kind of stuff really, really, really low if you're going for mortgage application over 6 months. The banks don't really care about the lotto that's going out on direct debit once a week and it's a few quid. But, you know, if you're, and I found this before, there's usually good explanations. Like, I had a mortgage application for somebody and she looked after the lotto syndicate of work. She bought it online and then collected the money, and it was a pretty decent few hundred quid a week going out, but there was loads of them in the job and she looked after it and it was fine. We have to explain to the bank. I don't usually see people spurging on the lottery. I think people know it's kind of maybe a 5 or 10 or max.
Okay. Just when you're in and out of the betting shop, that's when it's going to really affect things like loans down the line.
The betting shop is a disaster. So as soon as an underwriter sees a betting shop or an app for betting, it's straight into the bin. It's a disaster. And just be careful when you're listening this morning. Whether yourself or your partner are doing this, if you're using the likes of Revolut or N26, you know, they're not a hiding place. They will ask for those usually on a mortgage application. There's substantial money being transferred into a Revolut account as well. But they're a disaster. The banks absolutely hate them. They don't want you gambling at all, because obviously everyone knows what happens if you're on the wrong side of gambling, and you hear people losing houses and et cetera, et cetera. They're a big no-no from the bank. But the likes of lottos, and even those kind of competition sites, are okay. You're not doing too much money on them.
Yeah. It's funny, because so many people thought that Revolut was a way of hiding things like that. And then kind of at the last minute, I think we were asked, do you have a Revolut? And could you supply those statements? What?
Yeah, the pure panic in everybody's face.
So you can't hide.
They'll only know about Revolut, though, if you're transferring money from your main Irish bank out there, which most people are, because you can't put money into Revolut by any other means, unless you give someone cash and they transfer it in. But yeah, they will ask, but they generally don't ask for a Revolut account if it's a really small amount going in, you know, 50 quid a week, and you can just, you know, it's for discretionary spend stuff. But once it starts ticking in over the hundreds of euros a week going in or a month going in, they will ask for the statements, and that's when it can get tricky. They're using Revolut for the likes of the betting shops or the betting apps or online betting. So yeah, it's definitely one to watch out for, Trina.
Okay, thanks for that advice. There's Paul Merriman from AskPaul.ie. It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.